It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast, and Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year! It's 2009 already. Where did 2008 go? Looking back at 2008 real quick, wasn't really an interesting year for the world of satellite. A lot of promises made, but not too many delivered. How are you enjoying those 150 channels of HD, Bob?
Yeah, I'm enjoying them very, very much. You know, it's kind of like how 2008 went. That 150 count came and went.
Yep, it ain't there. So 2009 and still nothing yet. Some interesting stuff, though. On New Year's Eve, we received an email from Dish Network, which was sent to all Dish Network retailers, with a list of channels that are coming in 2009. And it was a really interesting list because they went into details about the channel, which is usually something they don't normally do, which tells me that they are pretty close to actually launching those channels. And with CES coming up this week, we may find out some more information about that. But it was kind of interesting to get that on December 31st from Dish Network.
Yeah, most of the channels that they did announce was the Viacom channels, which are already available on DirecTV. So it was kind of no surprise there. But at the same time, it was kind of surprising that they are launching some channels that don't have HD content on them, even though they're supposed to.
Right, and another interesting one to see there was Fashion TV. If you're familiar with free-to-air satellite systems, people can watch the standard definition of Fashion TV. The satellite was IA5. I forget what it's called now. That satellite keeps changing names. But it's a very popular fashion-type channel. It was almost like what Voom used to have with their fashion channel. And that will be coming to Dish Network in 2009, according to this email.
Yeah, and speaking of channel launches, the MLB Network in high definition launched on DirecTV, but we didn't see it on Dish.
No, and we're not going to. Everybody keeps asking, when is it coming to Dish? It's not. That's the answer. Dish is not negotiating for it. They don't want it. In order for them to get it, it was tied to the Major League Baseball Extra Innings package, and I guess Major League Baseball wanted too much money for it, and the money was not justified by the number of subscribers that Dish Network had to the Extra Innings package. And, you know, part of it is to blame on Major League Baseball, and part of it's to blame on Dish Network. You know, Dish Network never carried some of the popular teams, such as the New York Yankees on their lineup. They don't carry Yes Network, so a lot of Yankees games are missing, and, you know, a large population did not subscribe to Extra Innings package from Dish Network because it didn't carry the teams they wanted to see.
Yeah, it's like that with the sports programming and Dish Network. There are a lot of missing gaping holes within the Dish Network sports programming department, if they have one. But yeah, if you want sports programming, I could tell you to go to DirecTV. They got everything else as far as sports programming and MLB channel on DirecTV, and it looks great.
Yep, it's there. There's a standard definition channel and a high definition channel. Me, personally, I got all the standard definition versions of the channels blocked, so I just see the HD version. And so far, I'm not really too impressed with MLB Network. Every time I turn it on, it's a Red Sox game, which is not a bad thing as being a Red Sox fan, but every time I turn it on, it's the same game over and over and over again, and it's getting kind of annoying.
Yeah, one thing that I was surprised with, it's a 720p channel versus a 1080i channel, whereas the NHL Network and the NFL Network are in 1080i.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if Fox has anything to do with that channel, because that would be something that Fox would do. And they also cover a lot of the programs, you know, the baseball games, the national telecasts, including the World Series. So that could be part of the reason why they're doing it 720p instead of 1080i.
Yeah, that's very true. If Fox knew how to do HD, we wouldn't have any problems with Fox then.
Yeah, but that was the big news for the week. That launched on 6 p.m. on New Year's Day on DirecTV, and also launched on numerous cable systems, officially launched on numerous cable systems at the same time, even though some cable systems had it in a preview mode where it was just a countdown and a barker telling you that Major League Baseball was coming soon. So that is officially launched. A new channel is on the air for DirecTV people, and a lot of people are enjoying it.
You know, Scott, between Christmas and February, always seems to be the providers take off their boxing gloves and seem to go boxing hand-to-hand, fist-to-fist. As we learned this week, Dish Network's not the only one that knows how to box with the boxing gloves and as far as provider and programming disputes.
Yeah, everybody's doing it. DirecTV's doing it, and the cable providers are doing it. And this is the first year it's gotten really vocal between disputes not involving Dish Network. And it's been interesting to see, and it's actually kind of concerning because the programmers don't care how much you, the end user, the end customer, pays to receive their channel. And someone's got to be the middleman and say, how much is enough? And, you know, I just heard Bob fall out of his chair there because he just opened up his DirecTV bill for next year. But, you know, it's how much is enough, and there's got to be some middleman in a way saying we're not paying that much money, and that's what these cable and satellite providers are doing right now.
Yeah, actually, Scott, you know, I was falling out of my chair because I saw what Dish Network was going to raise their prices to, $10. Wow, and that's all coming from the programming providers who don't give a 2 cents about what you think. You know, I don't think there should be any price increases this year, not with the economy the way it is. And the programming prices are just out of touch and out of line, and they're beginning to be too much for the average consumer.
Right, and again, the TV stations and broadcasters, you know, they're in the business to make money, so they're looking out for their bottom line. You know, it's one of those catch-22 things, you know, of capitalism in America. You know, you're trying to make as much money as you can, but at the other time, people are screaming at them, saying that they're gouging people by charging as much for pricing, you know, for programming and stuff like that. So, where do you draw the line?
Right, exactly. Especially with TV stations, they're supposed to be earning their money through their ad television ads that they sell during prime time or whatever. They should not be charging you for like local channels, for instance. Whereas the $5.99 that Dish and DirecTV cover are for the, so that way they can provide for the retransmit aspects from the local station to your house through their satellites and everything, but they should not be charging you for something that you can get for free over the air with an antenna.
Well, I think, you know, these broadcast stations are actually getting smart and looking to the future and noticing that people are starting to tune out network television more and more and more. In fact, if you look at it, you know, NBC is cutting back their broadcast day from 5 hours to 4 hours and we'll be having, you know, Jay Leno 5 nights a week at 10 o'clock at night instead of network programming. So instead of seeing ER or all the popular dramas that used to air at 10 o'clock, it's going to be Jay Leno every night. You know, how many people are going to be watching Jay Leno at 10 o'clock at night, and is it going to make them more money than they made from having those dramas or the comedy shows or what have you? More and more people are watching stuff on DVRs. They're watching it over the internet, you know, Apple TV, Vudu, and all the other ways of watching TV. Networks are becoming useless, ultimately. People can get their content basically anywhere nowadays, and you don't even need to watch your favorite show such as Heroes or House or what have you. You can just go to Fox.com or NBC.com and watch the episode you missed and cut out your local affiliate altogether. So the writing's on the wall for them. They need to grab some money and do it quick.
Right, and speaking of all those little gadgets that you just named, here in a very few days, we're going to be going to the Consumer Electronics Show where we can show you all those gadgets.
Yes, and we're going to make some announcements here on the podcast tonight about CES, because it's going to get really, really interesting. The first announcement I'm going to make, and we made this to our pub members the other day, but we're going to announce it here that on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, that's 7 p.m. on the East Coast, we're going to have a live Scotty chat from the show floor, actually from the Dish Network booth. And this one's going to be interesting. I don't know if you tuned in last year when we did this, but this year we got some very special guests joining us that are scheduled anyways. If they join us or not is a different story, but they're currently scheduled to join us, and that will be Dish Network CEO Charlie Ergen is scheduled to be with us. Also joining us would be Mark Jackson. You know him from the tech chats. He's from EchoStar. And he's got a few products he's going to be talking to us about that Dish is introducing at CES. And also joining us will be Leslie Harper, giving us some tech tips, and maybe we'll get some questions from the audience for Leslie, because she likes answering those questions. And, of course, me and Bob will be taking calls from you live, and it's going to be very interesting to do that. And that's announcement number one.
Wow, that's a great lineup. And, you know, if DirecTV would be at the show, we'd do some stuff with them, too.
Yeah, let me point that out, because everybody says, you guys focus too much on Dish Network, not enough on DirecTV. DirecTV is not going to be at CES this year. They won't even have any staff at this year's show. Due to all the cutbacks, they're not allowing people to travel or anything like that. And because of that, DirecTV will not be there, so it's going to be a really favoring Dish Network this year in our coverage, because they're the ones that are there. So understand that, and we're not trying to play favorites, but that's what's going on.
Right, exactly, and we're going to be bringing you all of the electronics that we can that make sense that you would want to see, and if you see anything that you think that you might want us to cover at CES, let us know, and we'll go in from the show floor and try to cover that for you.
Right, and another thing, and this is big announcement number two, and this hasn't been announced anywhere yet, we're pushing the edges of technology this year. We're doing something that no other site has done, and that is broadcasting live video from the show floor. Now, to do this, you're going to be going to a special forum that we're setting up, and it will be opening up on Monday. And in this forum, you'll see a place where you can watch live video. Now, if we're shooting live video, because there's not going to be a schedule, but if we're shooting live video, you're going to see what's being broadcast live on that page. If we're not broadcasting live, you're going to see a menu on the bottom of the screen with all the prior live events that we've broadcasted. So if Bob is over at the Dolby booth and is talking to Dolby Labs and showing off their new, products there, he'll be broadcasting that live out, and then when he's done, he'll stop recording, and it'll become an archive that you can watch at any time. So you don't have to be by your computer, 24/7. If you miss something, you can always come back and watch it later. And it's going to be really, really interesting. We're going to be broadcasting live video. We're going to be showing you stuff directly from the show floor at CES. And, I'm really looking forward to it, Bob, because nobody's done this yet.
Yeah, I know. Especially what I can't wait for is seeing some press conferences like the Extreme HD one live as it's happening. And that's going to be really great, because other sites, they may have staff that kind of come and say they're covering the show, but no one truly brings you the show like SatelliteGuys.us, as we try to bring you the show for the consumer who cannot make it.
Right. And let me just add something there, because Bob mentioned something about press conferences. While we are going to try broadcasting some of them live, we're based on a couple factors there, mainly bandwidth. So some things like press conferences may or may not be doable depending on where they are and what our bandwidth that we're using is available to us or not, because sometimes these things are down in basements, they're down in big metal buildings, and we don't have the bandwidth that we normally would have if they're in normal places. For example, in previous years, Dish Network has had their press conference right across the hall from the press room. And we've had full Wi-Fi there with, 10 megabit or faster internet connection, and it's been easy to do things like this. But this year, Dish Network is moving to the Venetian, I believe, and is in a meeting room there, so we really got to test things out and see if we have a good enough internet signal to do these things this year. But rest assured, we're going to be bringing you what we can, when we can, live, and you, the Satellite Guys members, are going to benefit from that.
Yep, I'll be arriving Tuesday. I'll be staying for a full week, a week vacation of nothing but toys and gadgets, and other Satellite Guys staff members, which are all coming. It's going to be there for at least 3 to 4 days, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a total of 8 Satellite Guy staff members this year at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is going to be our biggest staff gathering of all time, and I'm actually looking forward to meeting some people that I haven't met yet. It's going to be really, really good, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually leaving Connecticut on Tuesday morning here, and I got to be up at the airport at 4 a.m.
Wow, Scott, they must have you bouncing all across the country again.
No, actually, I'll be in Las Vegas by 10 a.m., so it works out good, I guess. We're going through Cincinnati, so I'm going to, I'm going to roll down my window on a plane and yell out to TNG Tony as we're flying over his house, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it definitely will be, and I can't wait. I'm going to be super excited. I will be leaving Tuesday night, and hopefully be in Las Vegas sometime around 7 or 8 o'clock Tuesday night. So it'll definitely...
Yep, and if you're at CES this year, look out for us. All the Satellite Guys staff will have new red Satellite Guys shirts on this year. Satellite Guys polo shirts. So if you see us, please stop us and say hello. We want to meet all you guys. You guys are what make the site great, and we do want to say hello. So if you're there, please stop us. Also, if you're there, stop by the booth for the live broadcast, which is 4 o'clock Pacific time on Thursday for the Scotty Chat, and you may have an opportunity to meet Charlie Ergen and Mark Jackson and Leslie Harper, who will be special guests on the show. So it's going to be a really interesting time. We invite you to come down and see it.
So, Scott, if I wear blue pants and I give somebody a pair of 3D glasses, will we be in 3D then?
I'm fat, so I'm always in 3D.
Well, that's the music, Scott.
All right. Well, I got to go pack. Got to get ready. If you've only seen the amount of electronics I'm bringing this year, Bob, I've got 2 full suitcases of stuff.
Wow, Scott. And yeah, I can only imagine. So, all right. Well, we'll see you live from the show on Wednesday, Thursday afternoon.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.